Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning,
everybody. Welcome to this impromptu episode of Maxwell Nation. Tried to do a show yesterday talking about the bowl season, but didn't go as well. So give me 1 second so I can get my paperwork out. Hey, guys. Here's the good deal. Everybody's talking about this whole Charlie Strong thing, trying to make it a race or about racism. It's not about race. It's not about racism. As a minority myself, I was very happy to see the University of Texas hire Charlie Strong. However, if you lose to Kansas, I don't give a damn what you look like. You're going to get fired by Texas. You can't lose to Kansas. You can't go 5-7 2 years in a row. Yeah, he went 7-5 2 years in a row. People probably would have been a little more lenient, all those type of things. But losing to Kansas for the first time since the 30s, that's actually embarrassing, and it's going to make it harder for other minority coaches to get jobs in places like Texas. You can't lose to Kansas, I'm sorry. That's just how it goes. So he had to be fired. You cannot lose to Kansas. It's absolutely unacceptable. Especially when, Sterling Gilbert called some terrible calls. Their offense had no diversity, but at the end of the day, you can't lose to Kansas. You should be able to go out there and run the same play for 40 straight plays and beat the crap out of Kansas. That was embarrassing. Matt Rhule has just been hired at Baylor. So we'll see how much time Baylor gives him to win. He's an East Coast guy mostly. He's coming from the city of Philadelphia. City I'm familiar with in Waco, Texas, is a totally different place than Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So he'll fit in fine if he wins. That's what people got to remember. That's what's most important. If you win, you'll always fit in. No biggie. However, if he doesn't win, he's going to be in, big trouble. He's going to have some difficulty. And they may try and run him out of town. Next, before I get into the bowl game, is this whole Houston Chronicle article and all these, websites going at our brows. I think it's funny how the media says it's supposed to be somebody getting fired or somebody needs to be punished, but how come when they make false stories, they do, inaccurate investigations to get headlines, how come nobody ever, revokes their media credentials? And I think we've come to the point where those type of things need to start happening. Is where when you don't report accurate information or you don't report fairly, you need your media credentials revoked. Because I'm tired of them thinking that taking a stance on something is you making a decision on what another person did. Because I tell you what, I guarantee one of those media members who are bashing our brows or saying the thing they're saying about our brows, they got a mother, sister, daughter, cousin, somebody in their family who's a drug addict, who's been involved in prostitution or does something illegal that they know they ain't supposed to be doing, and they don't say nothing about it. They just say, oh, my brother's out there in the streets or my cousin's out there doing things he shouldn't be doing. But nobody's saying they need to lose their media job because they ain't reporting that to police. So at the end of the day, I'm really sick of these media members talking about what people need to do and how Houston took a strong stance by not considering our brows. No, Houston took whoever they wanted to look for. Maybe that's not who they wanted anymore. Maybe he has already been there, done that, so they don't want to bring him back. It doesn't mean that they're agreeing with your narrative. So I'm really sick and tired of the media thinking that they control things. And I can't wait for some of these athletic directors and some of these presidents of these universities to grow some balls and the NCAA grow some balls and just tell the media, shove the country did when they elected Donald Trump. Now, let's go on to the next subject. Baylor, we might as well stay on them. They play, matter of fact, who do they play in the Cactus Bowl? They're playing in the Cactus Bowl, guys. I forget who the heck they're playing. Let me see real quick. Hopefully no Baylor fans get pissed at me for this. But, all right, so Baylor is playing Boise State. Oh, damn, that's going to be fun. depending on what happens, if Baylor comes out to play, that's going to be a fun, exciting, explosive, interesting, awesome offense game. If you like me and you like defense, you're going to hate it because it's going to just be whoever has the ball last win. I'm an old-school football fan. I like people who run the ball down your throat, play good defense. But if you love offense, Baylor versus Boise State is going to be a phenomenal, fun game. Next, let's talk about TCU and Georgia. Just a couple years ago, TCU and Georgia were contenders for the national title. And they had their chance to play in a national title game in a year where I thought the Big 12 got railroaded. Let me speak about that real quick before I go into the TCU-Georgia matchup. The year that TCU was snubbed out of the BCS championship, it kind of reminded me of how the committee, no matter who they is, they make their own rules for whoever they want to get in. So first they say you must have be a conference champion, and they said the Big 12 wasn't deserving the first year because they didn't have a conference championship game. Well, Ohio State didn't play in the conference championship game, and y'all gave them the nod over Penn State, who won the championship. A couple years ago, technically Alabama didn't win their conference championship, LSU did. But then y'all made LSU rematch Alabama in the championship game. So it's kind of like how society is. It's different rules for different people. If you're Ohio State or you're somebody that the committee favors or is, you know, on board with the ESPN propaganda, the favoritism, then you're going to get into the college football playoff. If you're not on board with that favoritism or that narrative, then you won't get into the college football playoff. Just like if certain people in society, you can get charged for a crime, and if you got the money, you can pay it off. You don't get in trouble. If you don't have the money, you're going to jail. So we see the college football playoff committee is not really about who the best teams are. It's about, or they don't stick by the rules. It's about they pick who they want to pick for the top four. Is it better than the BCS system? Yes. But is it a great system? No, to have different rules and different criteria depending on the team you are. If you're Alabama, you can lose. If Alabama lost two games, they will put Alabama in a championship game no matter what. If certain teams lose two games, for example, if Alabama was Oklahoma this year where they lost their first two early games but they went undefeated in the SEC, guess what happened, guys? Alabama will still be in the championship game. So that's all I wanted to say about that. TCU, Georgia, Liberty Bowl, Memphis, Tennessee. I hope fans from Fort Worth show up, and I hope TCU gives Georgia a game. Georgia's going to try and do nothing but run the ball. TCU recently, they're not going to do anything but try and pass the ball. Trayvon Boykin is actually doing well with the Seattle Seahawks. Saw him on Monday Night Football earlier this week. But great job Kenny Hill has done getting TCU to a bowl game after a year where they lost a guy like Trayvon Boykin. So he has at least another year eligibility. I don't know if he'll get more depending on his grades, but if he can graduate early, he may have two more years, kind of like what the kid at Oklahoma is doing right now, Baker Mayfield. So he may be able to sneak in a couple more years. And just remember, guys, this is only Kenny Hill's second year of actually playing football. So next year, maybe TCU will be a lot better. Let's go Oklahoma State, Colorado, Alamo Bowl. That is going to be a fun game. That is going to be one of the games I'm going to travel or try to travel and make. San Antonio is very fun. Alamo football is Texas in general, no matter what city you are. Just be careful, though. I've been to Alamo Dome before for boxing matches. Be careful when you walk in. It can get dangerous. Go to your car and get in your car in the parking lot and head towards downtown. The Alamo Dome is downtown for any Oklahoma State fans that are listening, but it's on like the backside of downtown. So it's like you got to come over a little bit to get closer to the Riverwalk. So if you're going to walk from the Alamo Dome to the Riverwalk, it'll be a path there, and it should be police on the path. Stay on that path. Don't try and take any quick shortcuts away from the Alamo Dome. That's just a warning. Now, Texas A&M, Kansas State. Kansas State has been the surprise of the season. I think I would pick them to be 6-6, 7-5. And honestly, Kansas State, if they didn't get a couple bad calls, they could have easily went 9-3. They should have beat Oklahoma State. Kansas State finished 8-4. I thought they would be what TCU was, 6-6, and get to a bowl game. Kansas State has really surprised me. Coach Snyder, phenomenal Hall of Fame coach. He proves you wrong every single time. They will take on Texas A&M. That game will be about scoring, pretty much. If Bill Snyder and his boys run the ball and do what they want to do and keep Kevin Sumlin and the Aggies off the field, Kansas State wins that game easily. If K-State's defense can't keep up with the deep threat of Texas A&M, then it'll be trouble all day long for the Wildcats. So that game comes down to whose offense can control the tempo. Now, West Virginia plays Miami, the U, in the Russell Athletic Bowl in Orlando, Florida. That game is in the backyard for Miami. So, West Virginia fans, I hope y'all travel well. It's going to be freezing cold in West Virginia about that time of year. So, I'm pretty sure they'll get some fans that will gladly take the trip down there, whether it be via train or plane or they drive buses together. But I'm sure people will be happy to get out of Morgantown and the state of West Virginia in general to get to that Russell Athletic Bowl. That should be a dandy, West Virginia versus Miami. Let's see what Mark Richt does with his new team, who finished 8-4 this year, by the way. And they started off hot, but they got to a point where they were 4-4, but they finished out with four straight wins. Congrats to Coach Richt. Good job. Now, I mean, that's really it for the bowl games, guys. I mean, it was a fun season, a lot of ups and downs. Charlie Strong was fired. Coach Grove came out of retirement to take over Baylor for 1 year, did what he could do, got him to a bowl game. Now Matt Rule's in. People are saying Matt Rule needs to make sure he hires Texas high school coaches for people to work with him. It's interesting. Cliff Kingsbury finished 5-7 at Texas Tech, but he beat Baylor. Some people have him on the hot seat. I don't. I mean, he's just got to get defense. He's got to get a guy in there. The defensive coordinator he has in there is a great guy. He is, you know, he coaches with enthusiasm, but he needs to get some bad A defensive players in there that have a chip on their shoulder. And when they get on the field, they want to knock somebody's head off. They want to be physical. They want to be aggressive. Mahomes is a senior year coming up next year. I don't see him going out without a bowl game next year. So, you know, give Coach Kingsbury 2 or 3 more years where he can actually have Tech competing for a title. Other than that, guys, I mean, it's just been a blast. Big 12 fans, Big 12 Nation, I can't wait till next year. Next year I'm going to actually try and do live video and get an app for the podcast so we actually all can listen to the podcast. And whether you're at work or if you're bored sometime and you want to watch it. And I also want to get a certain set time for people to let's talk about Big 12 sports. But 2016 was interesting, fun, just like every other year is. College football, it's the best drama and passion to me, you know, of any sport around the world. You know, March Madness is great. NBA Finals are good. You know, I like the World Series with baseball, hockey sometimes I can watch, but there's no other drama to me like college football. It's just pure passion, pure fun. The love of the fans, the tailgating, it just makes the sport amazing. So I want to thank you guys, anybody who downloaded and listened to it on, you know, Podbean, SoundCloud, Blog Talk Radio, you know, Facebook page, however you listen to the podcast. For listening, it was a great, fun year, and I can't wait to see you guys or, you know, next year. And I'll do another podcast on signing day just for the fun of it. On the off season, I may do a post bowl game show, but, you know, this has been Big 12 Nation 2016, year in wrap, bowl preview. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy your holidays. Obviously, December 25th, and obviously enjoy New Year's and New Year's Eve. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.